Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hey, drummers, welcome into another exciting episode of Drummer Daily. Today, I've got a special treat for you. I recently published a video that talks a little bit more about, I think we had an episode fairly recently about how to make your drum tracks have more feel by adding in percussion and loops and other elements. So I actually published a video recently where I walk through that process in real time. And so I thought today on the show, I would share the audio from that video. So if you'd like to watch the video that goes along with this, you can just go to my YouTube channel. I think if you just search on YouTube for Daniel Hadaway, you can find it. It's called How to Make Your Drum Recordings Groove More. But anyway, I'm going to play the audio for you now from that video, and I hope you enjoy it. All right, we'll see you next time on Drummer Daily. Check out this audio. Here we go. Hey, drummers, Daniel here, and today I want to show you a little experiment that I'd like to do. It's not really an experiment because I've done this a lot in the past, but what I mean is I want to do something and I want to do it for you in real time so that you can see how it really will work. And so I haven't really prepared a whole bunch for this, and that's on purpose. But what I want to talk to you about today is the idea that if we can, when we're tracking drums, so in a recording situation, if we track drums, and we intentionally leave maybe a little more space rhythmically than we intend for it to end up. What we can do is, after we've tracked the drums, we can then do some other things after the fact that I'm going to show you in a minute to make the track feel better than it would maybe on its own if we had just tried to fill all that space in with the drums we've got. So basically what we're going to do, and you can do this along with me at home if you'd like to, is all I've got set up is I'm recording on my computer, which is kind of behind where you're watching right now. But I've got all my tracks recording already and everything, and then I'm going to have a click track running as well. Click track is important for this exercise. And so what we're going to do is, I think I have the click track set. I can't see. I think it's somewhere in the 80s. 86 maybe is what it's at. I'm going to start the click track, and I'm going to kind of fool around for a little bit. But my rule is not too many ghost notes, not too many fills, and just don't fill in too much space rhythmically. So I don't want to do too much 16th note type stuff. I want to keep it to eighths and want to leave some space, trusting that if I do this now, later on I can fill it in with some other things. And we're going to do that in a minute. All right, so I'm going to start the click track, and I'm going to play a short little pattern, maybe 8 bars, 16 bars, and then we'll jump over to the computer to kind of finish up what we're going to do. So check it out. All right, so that's the pattern. And so now what I want to do is we're going to magically transport ourselves over to the computer, and I'm going to show you some cool things we can do to fill this out and make it sound pretty cool, hopefully. All right, so I'm over here now at my computer, and I've done a few things before I started recording this. You'll notice on the computer, when you see the mix window, I've got Auto Align, which is a plugin by Sound Radix that just helped with the phase of the drums. I always use that. So I've done that just to make sure that everything's in phase, and then I've also used some EQ and compression just to get the drums kind of close to what might be a finished product. And that's actually important, and we'll talk about why in a minute. And so what we're going to do is we're going to do this two different ways. We're going to do the creative, more experimental, and maybe even a little harder way. And then we're going to do things the shortcut, cheater, easy way. But the reason why I'm going to show you both is because I'm using Logic Pro for this, and I know that there might not be something that's just like the tools I'm going to use in Pro Tools or other places. And so the easy way is something that's unique to Logic. And so if you don't use Logic, I don't want you to not get any help from this video. So I'm going to do things the other way first. All right, so let's jump into the computer. I'm going to put my headphones on, and I'm going to let you hear the track one more time, just kind of as it is right now. All right, so here we are in the track, and like I said, here are all the different plugins I've got. A couple of different reverbs, just, again, basic stuff, and I've got SonarWorks on my output because that helps me know that what I'm doing is calibrated and sounds good. So that's kind of outside of what we're going to talk about today, though. Maybe I'll do another video about that sometime. All right, so here is the track as it is right now. All right, so that's pretty much it. You'll notice the last channel, the one called VO here, is just, it's actually where I recorded the voiceover for when we were talking, when I was back sitting at the drums. So that's what this extra channel is. I just doubled one of the overhead channels because I didn't have a voiceover mic dedicated to me. So I just doubled that channel and then did a bunch of adjustments to it to make it loud enough for my voice. Okay, so the big thing that we're going to do here with this track is it's pretty solid as it is. There's nothing too crazy, but like I mentioned, playing with a click track is important because you're going to start filling in some space with some drum loops and things. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to create a new track, and we'll do a software instrument, and let's see here. This is going to be mostly percussion-based, so let's do Ultra Beat. That's a good one. And in fact, I'll do four tracks just to have some extra stuff to play with. And I've got my MIDI keyboard right here. Some different sounds. And one thing I'm going to let you know, in this video, I'm not going to spend a bunch of time looking for the perfect sound. You definitely can do that, but I just want to conceptually show you some of the things that I might do in this scenario, and I don't want you to have to watch 30 minutes, an hour of me going through, clicking, and playing different samples. So I'm just going to jump straight to the part that matters. So some of these sounds may not be the exact perfect sound for the situation, but that's all good. All right, so I like to use like some drum kits. I like to just have a bunch of sounds because, like I said, I don't necessarily know what I'm looking for. So I'm going to pick like this Broken Beat Kit one here. And let's just see what these sounds. Definitely don't want the, don't need the synth sounds in here. We're not making a melody. cool. And so I'm just going to play the track and kind of mess around with some different patterns. The big thing that I'm going to do here, though, and this is key, is I'm looking for the gaps with the rhythm that I left. And what I don't want to do, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start filling in some of the tracks or filling in some of the gaps. But what I don't want to do is I don't want to fill in every 16th note with something. But I also am looking for some tones that are different than what's already represented in the drum track itself. And so that comes back to me earlier when I mentioned that I kind of mixed this a little bit to kind of hear how it might sound at the end. That's because I want my ears to hear as far as low frequency, high frequency, mid-range frequencies, in different levels of attack, all that different stuff. I want to kind of hear sonically what I'm working with so that when I pick a sound or pick a rhythm that I'm going to use to kind of counterbalance this drum track, I want it to fit in sonically with what I've got going on. So having a basic idea of at least the sonic spectrum that the drum track is going to fill up is important to this. So yeah, I'm just going to loop this and I'm just going to kind of mess around with some sounds until I find something, a pattern or a rhythm that kind of fills in the space that I like. Cool. So I think I like something kind of like that. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to kind of mess around. And there's no pressure because this is all MIDI stuff. I can delete and mess around with anything that I don't like. But yeah, now I'm going to try to record this. Get my click track on. All right, so my first problem is I didn't have the right one record enabled, so let's try that again. That's the right one. All right, let's try that again. Cool. So you'll notice that that was really sloppy all over the place. And also, I didn't really keep the same pattern all the way through. So, but I did like a couple of bars there. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go find kind of the one bar that I really liked. And then I'm going to quantize it because I played this with a click. I want to make sure everything fits in together. I think these last couple of bars were what I liked. I'm going to listen and make sure. Yeah, definitely. All right. So I like these last two bars. I'm going to take those. I'm going to select all, and then I'm going to come over here and I'm going to quantize these to 16th note. Let's listen one more time, make sure it sounds right. Cool. All right. So I'm going to go drag this back to the beginning. I'm going to loop this all the way through to the end. Now, one other thing you'll notice is that I don't necessarily think that I want this to be out front in the mix, and I definitely don't want it to have necessarily so much sonic space filled up. There's a lot of stuff there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to EQ this a little bit, maybe distort it a little bit as well. So I'm going to loop this a little bit, and you'll kind of see some of the adjustments that I make as we go. First thing is I'm going to do is I'm going to EQ this a little bit. Cool. Now, also, I'll add some distortion. And one of my little fun tricks is I like to do, sometimes I like to put it through a guitar amp because the distortions on guitar amps are pretty darn cool. And so I'm going to find a guitar amp here. I'm really going to gain it up a lot. I might pick a preset that's distorted or crunchy already. Let's just hear what this sounds like. Cool, I like that a lot. I'm just gonna roll with that for now. I distorted it a little bit. And then one other thing that I like to do, and this is kind of a bonus tip for this, is whenever you're mixing a track, drums, music, anything else, one little thing that I like to do is I like to have a couple of reverbs that everything goes into. I don't mean you don't send everything to reverb, but if you're gonna use reverb, send everything to that same reverb. Or maybe you have a couple different versions, but try to have as many things as you can in the same reverb because it makes it sound like it's in the same space. So I'm going to send this drum track, this drum loop track that I just recorded. I'm going to send it to the reverb channel that I've got over here. Some other things are already going into that, some of the other drums. I'm going to send some of this this distorted kit to it as well. So here we go. You'll see what it sounds like. Let's see here, reverb. There we go. And I'm going to start slowly easing that in until I find a spot that I like with this. Cool. And I think it's a little loud, this whole thing is, so I'm just going to bring the whole thing down a good bit. Cool. And so that right there, I think that pretty much filled it out as much as I really wanted it to. I might use a few more tracks here and there for that. But one thing to keep in mind is the loudness, the mix that you might use for this, how much of this drum loop you actually use is really going to depend on what style of music it's working its way into and also what the final mix is. You know, if this was you could use this in a rock song. You just might bring the level down really low, you know. You know, and then if you're doing more of a funky kind of song, you might have it louder. One other fun thing to do with this that I'll add real quick, and then we'll move on to the second version of this, is adding a delay. Sometimes some fun delay is kind of cool. You have a 16th note or some other kind of like dotted note delay, even quarter note delay is pretty cool in this as well. So I'm going to run this through a delay and just see what this sounds like. Cool. And now that's just the beginning of what could be done with this. All right. So that's one way to do it. Now I'm going to show you the super, super quick cheating kind of way. I'm going to delete these extra tracks that I don't need. And so Logic has this thing built into it called Drummer. And Drummer normally is meant for people who are not like us, who are not drummers, who want to add drums to their tracks quick and easy. But what I've found is that it's a really great way to add some extra stuff like what we just created, but can give you some inspiration and some new ideas that you maybe wouldn't have thought of on your own. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to add a new track now, but I'm going to choose a drummer track. And the genre I'm going to choose, I normally like to choose a genre that is not the same as what I'm recording in. For whatever reason, it seems like I get cooler stuff that way. So I'm going to pick a hip hop as the genre and hit create. Now, what's going to happen is it's going to create a new track. I'm going to drag it over here to where the actual music is, which is, where is it? It's way over here. Yeah.
So I'm going to drag it over here to where everything else was. Let's sell this and listen to this drum, this loop real quick. Cool. So maybe a little too busy, especially with the low end stuff. So what I like to do is I like to take maybe some of the kick and the snare out. You can just pick different instruments you want included in this, and also maybe have a few fewer fills. You can see here there's a grid that says simple, complex, loud, and soft. So I kind of mess with that sometimes, and it will change the pattern. So that's pretty crazy. All right, let's see what that sounds like, though. I'm going to mute the other, I'm going to mute the other kit that we just created. Let's listen to this now and see how this fits. It may not fit very well. Let's just listen. All right, I don't necessarily like that. That's a little too much. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick a different beat preset. Let's listen to that. Cool. I'm going to stretch this out to the next part of the song. It's kind of cool. I'm going to add some extra percussion. You have different variations here on the sliders. You can pick different kind of patterns. I do like the fills in there. Now, one thing I don't like about this is that, by the way, you can pick different drummers. Let's try one more drummer. I know it's going to change some things. Let's just listen to what that sounds like. Ooh, I kind of like that. Ooh, yeah, I definitely like that. All right, so we're going to keep that for now. All right, so one thing, though, is that, I don't like that it's taking up a lot of low-end frequency with this loop that the drums were already taking care of, so I'm going to EQ out a little bit of that. You'll see here, too, some of these drummer tracks over here on the left-hand side, they actually have a good bit of other kind of effects and other things that can mess with the sound. So I might turn a few of those on and kind of adjust those as well. But I am definitely going to EQ a little bit of this. You'll see they actually bumped the low end. So I'm going to listen. I'm going to take some of that low end out, probably take some of the high end out as well, and kind of keep the mid range where it's at. All right, cool. So that's good there. I'm gonna send this to some reverb as well. What's Fat FX? What is that? Let's turn that on. What is that even doing? Sure, let's turn that off. Oh, I didn't have it on. I did have it on. I don't know what that is. Let's turn that off. Bit Crusher can be cool sometimes. It can be kind of annoying too. A little bit is cool though, I like that. Now let's do something really crazy. Let's try both kits together at the same time. This might be too busy. Probably will be too busy. But let's try this and see what this sounds like. I really like this. I think this is it. All right, so let's mute these two and just remember what it sounded like before all this. Sounded great, sounded fine, but man, we really added something special when we just added a couple of these tracks. Cool. So I hope that helps you a little bit with your own. Oh goodness, helps you a little bit with your own pursuit of creating drum tracks that are really special, but also have feel. The hardest part about this is genuinely with this video, I did not know what I was going to do when I recorded the drums earlier. You just have to trust that you're going to do something, come up with something down the road that is really cool. I think a lot of times as drummers, we feel the need, we have a vision for what we want the song or the drum part to sound like, and we think that it's up to us at the drum kit in one go to cover all of that. But hopefully this will show a little bit of how you don't necessarily have to do everything all at once with the drum kit. You can use the tools you have available to you with technology to enhance what you're doing as a drummer. We're not replacing what we're doing on the drum kit, but we're marrying the two different tools we have, the real drums, the software, to create something that still sounds real and organic and alive. It's not perfect. My drums aren't perfect. I didn't play that perfectly. But the combination of the two together is something I think is pretty darn cool, and I'm really happy with. So I'd love to hear what you do as well. If you share in the comments below, I'd love to see share links or share what you've done. I think that's how YouTube works. I don't even know anymore. And if you're listening to the audio version of this, I hope you enjoyed this as well. All right. Thanks for joining me today. And I'll put more videos like this out really soon. This is Daniel Hadaway signing off.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.